How could you not be pumped at that? Folks, here we are. Death Curse Society back on the air. It's Monday, Maniacs. Here we are. Here we are. Welcome to you. Welcome to us. How's everybody doing out there? Cold as shit where I'm at, that's for sure. It's snowing, it's ice, and it's not letting up for weeks to come. What's going on, fellas?
We got a nice storm, too, going on right now. I've been stuck in the house all day and could not do anything. So I just edited and worked.
I'm telling you.
fuck you guys.
What do you do right now? But we got 2 to 4 inches of snow coming today, and then another 2 to 4 inches of snow and ice storm on Wednesday and the Thursday.
As we speak, I have unstable internet warnings all over my screen. So we may drop here. I don't know. I'm plugged directly into the thing, but it's if it's from the source, what the fuck can I do? We'll do our best. Hey, man, that's what we do here, our best. But it's out there, man. I don't know. It's looking like the thing. You know, it's the snow as far as I can see. It's you can't go out there. You can't breathe because it's like one. It's fucked up, man.
I want to come back inside.
Yes, let me in.
I'm fine now. Detroit, the fucking internet's shitty. Sorry.
Is it doing it?
You're better. Well, man, you're kind of grainy, but we'll live. We'll live.
It's all right. So it's like the thing. You're on an outpost in Antarctica this week. Yes.
Before we get going, if you haven't, and you didn't, or you won't, head over to YouTube. Do the thing, man. Subscribe. Notification bell. Get us in there, man. You need this. Colonel's spreading the magic down there. And this is how you do it. And I'm telling you, DeathCurseSociety.com is coming your way as well. And, man, it's like a facelift, you know, Leatherface style, just zip. It's going to be a completely different thing. It's going to be great. I can't wait to see this thing myself. And I've been getting teasers for a while now, and it's almost time. It's almost time.
Almost time. Hopefully next week we'll be able to load some of the stuff we've been doing on the website.
Huh. Interesting. Time to bring that up. We'll see. He's very quick like that, folks. Well, we do have a
list tonight. I didn't even see it.
It's so fast. He's the crank. He's crank. He's crank. He's got a new cup. What? Oh. Yeah.
What day is it?
The list.
What day is it?
No.
It is also Monday. Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run day. It's just another manic Monday.
You know, at this point in time, I've just learned to accept my fate, having to hear that 30-second clip every fucking Monday, and it literally took me 30 seconds.
Ugh. You got to smell it.
It looks like the crew's all here. James is in the house. Yep. Duarte says, what's up, brothers? Lorena's here. Dudes!
Oh.
Tyrone's here. Tyrone, I appreciate you, by the way, before we get going too far, watching. I think you've gotten through about a quarter of our backlog of past videos on YouTube.
He uncovered the hidden Zigzag Zone episode that wasn't even fucking released yet. We stuck it up there, and he fucking found it. So you got like a super sneak preview there, bro.
You did. All right. Ick's in the house. Dave. Tanya's here. Lorraine. Oh, I already said that. FaZe is here. Looks like Alaskan. Happy Monday, DCS. Ooh, happy Monday, dude. Alaskan.
Ick's back. Shit.
Ick's back. Dave's here. I said that already. Charles is here. And Luke. Both of them are back, too.
Yeah, Charles. Right. Yeah, Charles. I'll do it again. I did it last week, but take a peek at the new set.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. My babies.
Not impressed.
Not impressed. Colonel. Just for that, I'm canceling next year's Christmas present.
Oh, great.
His stuff's not going to fall down on him like yours, Colonel.
Correct.
Mine almost fell down before went live. That's the shitty part. I'm sure you guys saw me holding it up. But,
it is.
By the way, since Tyrone is going back through all the old videos, keep watching the bloopers at the end, because you will see a couple in the very early beginnings where the set does actually fall down on him.
It's fantastic. It's an event every time. Every single time.
That's what happens when you red-green this shit. But it's held together for 3 fucking years, man. I don't know how.
There's Noah Harris. What's up, DCS? What's up, Noah? Welcome.
Noah!
Welcome. What's up, brother? Welcome. What you drinking there, Crank?
Just some Pepsi.
What's in that cup? Pepsi?
Just Pepsi right now. Hmm. I'm keeping it, you know, simple tonight. I'm not going too crazy.
Excuse me.
Well,
I'm not trying to get called out for being a PepsiCo representative.
That's right. It was just coincidence. I needed a sip. It's a little dry.
Do we need to talk about the Super Bowl at all? Do we want to talk about that?
Fantastic. It was good. It was entertaining. I got clobbered at the pizzeria till about we made it into late second quarter, and then it completely dropped to nothing. We capped it off with like 60 pizzas, and it was off I was to watch the second half at home, and it was great. It was cool. But, you know, as far as the game went, yeah, man, come on. We were witnessing the greatest quarterback of all time. Like it or not, like him or not, he's got 7 fucking rings.
Yeah.
And then gives thanks to the University of Michigan. He never won here. He never won. But, I mean, look, he thanked them for giving him the tools to lead in a critical situation.
I guess so. Yeah. What, did you guys catch all the Clarice push that they were doing on CBS for the commercials and such? Those look good. I thought those looked pretty good. What's it?
Yeah, I'm just saying it was good. I'm saying it's good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it now. It's like one bar on this thing. It's so funny. It never does that.
This is kind of what I was thinking somebody might mention. Luke says, I wish they'd have a halftime show to pump up the audience. Guys like The Weeknd make me fall asleep. So let's talk about that. Colonel, what'd you think of the halftime show?
Well, fuck, I wouldn't know. I was finishing up my laundry. I was hanging up my shirts that need to be air dried, putting shit in the dryer. I didn't watch it. I've seen pictures that look like they're wearing jock straps on their face. That's about it.
I did see it. We didn't have the sound on there, obviously, at that time. But when he was bumping around the House of Mirrors kind of thing was interesting. But still, man, you have bands. Yep, Metallica just begging to do this. And you're telling me they couldn't do this? Every year it's got to be, you know, top 40? Come on, man. Let's spread it out a little bit. There's more than one.
Metallica played the Stephen Colbert show live afterwards, so I thought that was kind of fun.
Right. Picked a shitty song, too.
Everybody's clamoring for Metallica and all those other rock bands. It really doesn't bother me that they do these top 40 bands, because honestly, who gives a shit about the Super Bowl halftime show? But, hear me out. Weird Al. That would be a hell of a fucking halftime show, I'll just be honest.
Right.
Entertaining? He could mimic the Michael Jackson stuff. I fucking love it. Brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant. Colonel. Good idea. Good idea, sir.
I like the comparisons that I've been seeing online today that are saying, like, it's like if the Super Bowl ordered Prince from Wish and it's The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
I think that's fine.
He did fine, I guess. I mean, but, you know, there wasn't hardly anybody in the stadium anyway. So, I mean, you did the best you could with it. I was kind of busy still wrapping up my night at work, so I was more into the game. And, you know, I was expecting Kansas City to come out and blast him in the second half, too, and it just never happened. That defense was up his ass the whole night.
Where was this close game I was expecting, goddammit? Like, that was an outstanding fucking defensive performance, and I have to applaud who could have been, which hindsight being 2020, lucky for him, Shaq Barrett. Because he was tearing it up, and the Bengals were all so close to signing him in the offseason, but the Bengals didn't do it because he had a bad shoulder.
Raina says, yeah. I watch a Weird Al halftime show, and Krista tipped in. He's not wrong about Weird Al. That would be cool.
Krista, what's up? How are you, dear?
Weird Al would be cool. I dig that. Luke, there you go. Same. Colonel, it's a hit, man. You should be booked in the Super Bowl.
I fucking should.
Doesn't love Weird Al.
I told the rest off too. Try to get my Bengals in there once. Well,
last thing I'll ask before we get started, did you see the old trailer, the new M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie?
Without sound.
Oh, you but, did without sound?
Okay. Yeah, I haven't
heard sound yet.
Colonel, go ahead.
Nah.
Yeah, so. Okay. We'll see. I like some of his stuff. Some of his, other things of his fall way short of the mark for me, but I'll give it a chance.
Many are saying this is his reascension to the throne of suspenseful thrillers.
Who's saying that? His mother?
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, it's probably his publicist put that out there,
I mean, who knows? I mean, it could be. Interesting concept, I guess. I just, meh.
To which the smart horror film community said, nice. All right. Well, the list tonight is TV, horror TV series, as it were, seasons and stuff. Because I don't think we put on, and I noticed on some of your lists, we have Dracula included there, and that was just like a 3-episode arc. So I don't know if that should even be included. But we'll see when we get to it. We'll discuss it then. But
you included it.
I know. That's why we can get there. I'm doing mine last. It'll be Thunder Stolen City by the time we get there anyway. So
you can. All right. Whatever.
I'm just saying it's the only one that don't fit that criteria because I have reasons. We'll discuss when we get there. Crank.
Okay.
Who goes first here? Crank.
Colonel.
Colonel goes first because he never.
I'm in the wrong spot.
Spot.
It don't matter.
Hey.
Dude, hey. As it is. It's fine.
Did it work? Oh, you tried to do it too, didn't you? There he goes. Fixed. See?
Does this mean I'm a bottom?
That's
no surprise to me.
I would assume you're a power bottom. I don't know. Exactly. Tell us about that later.
He's one of those guys. You know what I'm saying?
All the powers in the hips. Is that what you're saying? I'm not sure what to worry about here.
Charles says, M. Night, this guy still able to make movies?
Why is this guy still able to make movies? Yeah.
Luke, I have no comments on M. Night's movies.
I bet you don't.
Sixth Sense is good from James. That one's all right. Ben Grimm, hey-ya!
Hey, what's up, Ben? Welcome to the show.
There's another one. I just finished Lovecraft Country. Great horror show. Yes, that would qualify for this list. But the Colonel gets to go first.
My all-time favorite topic of horror to discuss. Top 5 horror TV shows.
Ooh.
I'm still not 100% sold on this list, but you know what? It just kind of, no rhyme or reason, just kind of shit that made an impact in my life. I could be wrong. There's going to be shit missing that you're just like, hey, why is it not there? Because honestly,
all of them. All of them will have that tonight.
Yeah, so let's kick it off. Number 5, the horror TV series that started it all. Nickelodeon's Are You Afraid of the Dark? Not this new bullshit, the bullshit from the 90s. There it is. If you're a 90s kid, we all watched this. We all looked forward to it every fucking Saturday night. Again, never really scared me, but it was a great introduction to horror, even though my introduction to horror was way more hardcore at a younger age, and Are You Afraid of the Dark? But I was still in that age group. I still loved it. You're sitting there, the Midnight Society throwing the fucking dust in the flames, making the fire, making it blow up. Like, every kid wanted to do that. Even me and my friends talked, we need to start our own, go out in the woods and do this. We never did, but inspired so much. And just played a huge part of my childhood, and I enjoy watching it still. The acting is terrible. Yes. The stories are bleh. But, man, there's a lot of badass windbreakers in those fucking shows. Oh, I miss my windbreakers, man. They were the shit. Okay, so coming at number four, another horror TV series, but huge inspiration on pop culture and a lot of horror fans, The Munsters. There it is. Yes. A good, wholesome family show just centered around monsters. I mean, was there to add to The Munsters that hasn't already been said over the years? It's a great fucking show. We all know it. I'm not going to get all crazy over here. Number three. What the hell?
Echoes sorry, everywhere.
All right, we'll try to fight through this. Number three. I might be a prisoner of the modern times, but Ash versus Evil Dead. As a huge Evil Dead fan, I literally got a hard-on when they announced this TV series. Had a hard-on for three straight fucking seasons, and I'm so disappointed it got canceled, even though I think we all knew it would. Because they were begging people to subscribe to Stars to watch this for the third season. People weren't doing it because it was on Netflix. I'll just watch it when it gets on Netflix. I'll watch it when it gets on Netflix. And that's what happens when you don't sub, people. Shit gets canceled.
Should have waited
until my list disappeared. Oh, also, shit. Like I said, who doesn't love Ash? If you don't, like I said, may not deserve to be number three prisoner of the moment, but fuck it. Another prisoner of the moment, number two. I love my comedies just as much as I love horror. I think that comes across quite a bit in this. I like to pretend I'm a comedian. I'm not. But every once in a while, I'll say something funny, and this show is right up my alley. What We Do in the Shadows. Yes, this is fucking perfect. Like I said, it's blowing up like crazy starting season two. Like I said, just who doesn't love it, man? Like the first episode, when they're going to dress normal in public and Laszlo and Nadja are walking through, Central Park. He's like, good evening. And that dude's like, shut the fuck up, Ghost of Christmas Past, bitch, or whatever he says. He's like, what'd you say? He's like, you heard me. It's funny. He's like, go back home. Like, some stupid fucking asshole, and they take him out. Or when they drink the blood from the guy on drugs, and then they're high as fuck, and... It's Jackie Daytona from season two. That episode alone,
oh man, was
fucking perfect,
man.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just don't like lushing over all these shows. You guys know this. Honorable mention time. This one literally fell to an honorable mention for being so bad for so long, but yet it was so good for so long. The Walking Dead. Oh, come on now, guys. I'm
way down. Yeah.
Don't be a bunch of shit talkers like Walking Dead sucks, blah, 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 blah. You know you fucking loved it there for about a 5-6 year stretch. We all did. Like, I remember reading about this in Fangoria magazine and getting pumped, starting season one, like, this is awesome. Season two, I was kind of like, oh, shit. And man, it really kicked up on season three for a while. And now it's a show I despise and I really don't watch unless I have to. Usually I just bank on these guys because I refuse to watch it. But it deserves that honorable mention because it was good for a few seasons.
Certainly.
Next honorable mention, kind of more in the sci-fi, I'll be honest, but it has some horror-themed episodes. The X-Files. This is another show as a kid in the 90s I looked forward to. Every night it aired, I had to watch the X-Files. And actually, the theme music kind of scared me. I was like, ooh, ooh. You got to love the theme. Everybody loves the theme.
We don't have it, so.
Yeah, well, if we had it, we'd probably get shut down. Which is why I suspended myself from a week, and that's why I have no mashup.
Well, I may be joining you after today. We'll see.
Great.
All right, my next honorable mention, A Haunting from the Travel Channel. I'm sorry. I am a sucker.
Discovery Channel, isn't it?
Well, Discovery Channel, it's on Travel Channel now. It's
okay.
I can't remember what it originally aired on. It probably was a Discovery Channel, but they show it on Travel Channel now.
Okay.
I'm a sucker for these poorly acted dramatizations of these fucking ghost stories. I'll be the first to admit it. I love this shit. If I had a guilty pleasure, a haunting would be it. Even though I don't believe in guilty pleasures. You like what you like. God, they're so fucking bad. Then they're so fucking good. That's what makes them so fucking good. I can't help it. Now, I kind of pulled a crank a little bit. Actually, I have a fourth honorable mention.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Because I got a long-ass list, too.
Oh, man.
Oh, my list isn't too long. Not much longer than normal, but this one needs at least to be mentioned. I'll be honest. I didn't see these when they aired. I only saw them on DVD. But, come on. You got to give love to Masters of Horror for what they did.
You certainly do.
There it is. I need to take all the Legends of Horror. Hey, film a 1 hour short. You had some duds.
A lot of them.
You had some good ones. But still at least deserved an honorable mention. And I gotta save something for Zags. I know that's probably on his list. And coming in at number one, another one I won't say too much about. Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, yeah. Where the fuck is it? There it is.
There it is.
A lot of teas.
I have a feeling this is going to be number one on a lot of lists. Maybe not Cranks, but I have a feeling it's going to be on Zag's list somewhere. You guys watching, I think it's going to be on your list somewhere. Back to the 90s. Who gives a fuck? Because guess what? After I watched Are You Afraid of the Dark, as time went on, people started going to bed. I'd sneak to watch TV, and eventually I got the TV with cable in my room. And I'd watch Tales from the Crypt Saturday nights, baby. Saturday, my night of horror between Are You Afraid of the Dark? And once I got older, Are Afraid of the Dark went out. Monster Vision came in, but I still had Tales from the Crypt. Was there not to love? It was a great anthology series. Great theme music. The Crypt Keeper, the perfect fucking punny host.
Mm-hmm.
What was there not to love? And especially, the intro you're going through, you go through the gates and you go through the manor and you get down the steps into the dungeon and then boom, he pops out of that fucking casket and starts fucking laughing. Perfect. Okay, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, you do, asshole.
But there you go. This is a list I was kind of bitching about, like, oh, I don't watch a lot of horror TV. Well, I got fucking 9 out of 8. And I probably could have had a few more. Another honorable mention that we don't have one listed, but come on, like 2004, 2005, you had Fear Itself on NBC. Fuck, that was a cool show. But only last one season did not deserve to be on the list.
Yeah. All right.
Not only that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, very, very nice, Colonel.
Very fine.
Thank you.
And I can't even yell at you about it.
Not it.
Not until 9:30.
Someday your prince will come.
No, not bad. I totally expected Tales from the Crypt to be number one on your list, but some of the others weren't a surprise, I will admit. So,
good.
Very nice.
You.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I like it when you surprise
me. My intellect and my choice and taste in TV series.
Oh, I always question your taste. Definitely. That's just me, though.
All right. The Colonel is suspended from doing memes this week, any mashups, so he didn't do one. So I'll save mine for later, so he gets his zero.
That's like the NCAA.
You get his zero.
Before they do worse.
Yeah. Hit some of them comments there, Ziggy.
Oh, yes. There's no, I got them. Yeah. But I think, was Colonel the reason getting us thrown off the air that the whole show was fucked up last week?
As a matter of fact,
We're going to try to avoid that, but
no, it wasn't.
I'm laughing at him, and it may Okay. Krista said she loves us, but it has to get food. So out in the crap she goes to the store to catch y'all later. See ya. Thank you. God damn it.
Later, Krista. Thanks for tuning in.
Are You Afraid is greater than Goosebumps, according to Ben.
Yes.
I would agree. But to be fair, when Goosebumps aired, I think I was like 11 or 12. I was outgrowing that type of show.
Here we go. Yep. James says, I might have a hard time coming up with a list since I prefer movies over shows, but I did enjoy Kindred, The Embrace. We'll see if that shows up on the list here. Penny Dreadful, better be on this list, from OPG Ooh. Frosty. Are You Afraid of the Dark is classic. Ooh, anybody got it? Boy, that one might have gotten overlooked, eh?
I know of Penny Dreadful, but I never watched it, so I couldn't.
I saw the first season, and the first season was really good, but then I think whatever channel it was on, I didn't have anymore. Was it HBO or something like that? Showtime. One of the two.
Showtime, I want to say. Lorena says, I recently caught a couple episodes of 90s Are You Afraid of the Dark? Not bad. Missed it the first time around. Kids were too young.
It's good for what it is.
Really need to pick up the Ash versus Evil Dead thread again. I liked what I saw. Yeah, man, that was a good run.
Yeah, that's what, three seasons of just balls to the wall fun.
Ben says, who doesn't like What We Do in the Shadows? Yeah.
Good question.
That is a good question. I don't know.
We will see. Oh, there you go. James says, Tales from the Dark Side.
Except that's one I knew there's going to be a few that I didn't have on my list. People are going to be like, what the hell? It's just.
Like I said, man, Andy says, Tales from the Dark Side. Fuck the world.
No, for the win.
For the win?
For the win.
World. For the win? Well, there you go. See, that's the biker mentality I'm used to. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll reel it back in. We got OPG Frosty. I'm actually watching The Walking Dead all over again on Netflix. Love the show. Yeah, it's fantastic. The first, you could probably even say up to five seasons. Probably around the time Negan shows up. That's the last good one. Then it kind of really dips after that.
It was dipping before Negan.
It was dipping, but I mean, that Negan shit was, woo. Walking Dead was okay till it went soap opera. From Andy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's what Colonel's getting at over here. Luke says, I have so much respect for Greg Nicotero and KNB and glad they got to work on a show because of their effects are incredible. But the show lost me after around season 4 or 5-ish. Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus.
Yeah, the effects are great. I want to throw this out there before we get too far because I don't know if it's on anybody's list. I don't want to spoil anything. But if you guys watched go on our backlog and been watching YouTube for a while, if you haven't noticed before, watch closely. The creep from the Creepshow series, you can tell is made of spare parts from The Walking Dead. He looks just like a fucking walker, man. I'm sorry.
True.
Charles says, Walking Dead was good for a bit, then came dinner parties and feeling, sharing, identity, politics, just what I am looking for in a zombie apocalypse show. A chick flick with zombies. Respect the choice, though, my friend. Yep.
Fair enough.
It was good long enough to be on the list. At least not.
Yeah, hey, man. I'll tell you what. What was that? When that little girl they spent the whole fucking season they're searching for, Carol's kid, and then she comes trolling out of that barn, man. That was some fucking soul-crushing shit, man.
That was deep, man.
Yeah. Dave says, X-Files home episode was dope. I like the one with the guy that was, he was trying to, you know, cleanse dirty women, like, you'd inject them and then drill shit into their eyes and stuff. Man, it was, that one was fucked up. Ick says, hell yeah, Colonel. Tyrone, awesome list, Colonel. Oh, we got a list coming from Charles. Tyrone. Great list, Colonel, from Lorena and Charles. And yeah, there's a bunch of lists coming in. Okay. Here's a full list, I think. Yeah. Tanya's got hers. Tales from the Crypt. Are You Afraid of the Dark? The Munsters, Stranger Things, and Bates Motel. Ooh, man, that's strong. Yes.
Very nice, very nice.
You get the audio clap for that. Okay, Charles is getting his started here. I'm trying to let him get most of his up here. Oh yeah, man, TV. I'm the same way. I kind of with James on this one myself. I just, you know, I watched a lot of them, but I was a lot younger when I was watching horror on TV because there was, you know, you couldn't always get to a movie. Didn't have the DVDs and VHS tapes when, you know, I was that young. So you'll see when you see what I've come up with on mine later. Okay. Well, here's Charles number 5. Friday the 13th, the series. Had moments, some gems in there. Had some clever storytelling. Agreed, but I can't forgive them for not including Jason at all. Oh, that pissed me off. Nothing to do with it. No murders, hardly, like that, anyway. What they should have did. Number 4, Monster. Walk the line between sci-fi and horror. Cool intro, cool stories. Mostly. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't think about that one.
You know what's sad? I have Friday the 13th, a series on DVD. Man, I'm sorry. I don't think that is a very good show at all. I tried. I think I watched like the first 3 episodes of season 1. I was like, okay, I got it for the collection.
That's what I'm saying. The best thing about it.
I've seen the 3 episodes of Freddy's Nightmares, and most of those are fucking duds.
The intro is the best. Well, that's all we got for lists right now. We're pretty much caught up, so get your list together, folks, for your TV shows all time. Can go all the way fucking back to the start of TV. What do you got? Let's have it. In the meantime, the Red Crank is stepping up to the plate. He's taking some practice swings. And what's going on with your list, man?
Speaking of, yeah, you said practice swings. I'm glad Colonel kind of set a precedent here. I love TV. I especially think TV has gotten better the last 10 years, 15 years. I think TV programming is beating a lot of what's coming out in the theaters anymore. The only exception is maybe like the big budget action movies and, you know, the Avengers bullshit, all that. You know, you're not going to really get away with a lot of that on TV much. So I had like a top 10 plus. So no.
No.
Well, plus eight. Honorable mentions.
Well, no. No, you have 8. You gotta make it reasonable. Total. 5, 6. I mean, I don't know. You want to give him 10, Colonel? Just 10 total, no honorable mentions? That's like 2 extras. I can live with that. I think I can live with that. But you do get.
Fuck you. I can adapt this a little bit.
I agree to 10.
10?
I got an idea. I can do the 5 and just do that, and then maybe I'll make a video later on next week about some of the other ones that didn't make my top 5. So, how about that?
All right.
I'll allow it.
I'll take that as a compliment. Yes, it's fine.
Gee, thanks.
Hang on before you go. Tyrone has his list up here. Let's take a look.
Oh, okay.
He's got the Addams Family. He's got, is that the Munsters or the Monsters? That's the Munsters, I think.
I think that would be Munsters.
Yeah, the Munsters based on the year.
Voice to text every time. Stranger Things, Bates Motel, and Twilight Zone. It's what got me starting loving horror. Started loving horror, yes.
I'm actually really glad to see Bates Motel on there because, like I was saying, you know, TV product has improved. Like, TV programming has improved over the years. That was a good one.
So that one was excellent. The way it filled the cracks on some of the things around that story, excellent.
Right.
Tyrone. Great list, sir. Dave says, the Incredible Hulk was scary for me when I was a kid. You know, hey, man, I can almost buy that because it was dark. It was a dark drama. You know what I mean?
I love that show, though.
Yep. Let's see here. Wasn't cartoony. Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, some of them were kind of stupid, but I mean, overall, that shit was done pretty damn well. And, you know, the late, great Bill Bixby as David Banner, you know, or Bruce Banner, whoever you want to call it. He was great, too.
Yeah.
What's this? Ick. Oh, geez. Paintings are making me moist. All right. Well, perhaps we'll have the official Death Curse Society ick wiping towel available in the near future. Here's Day says, ew, you said moist. Yes. All right, Charles.
Some people hate that word.
Oh, here we go. He's got number three up here. Freddy's Nightmares. Freddy hosting a horror show. Sweet. Cheese at its finest. Where the hell is the damn Blu-ray release? Time to start a petition. The cut-ins with that show were the best things.
Right. That would be nice to have the Blu-ray collection of that.
Okay. Right. And he's going to his honorable mentions, and then we can do... I'm hoping he gets his one up there. We need a two and a one there, Charles, and I miss your
two. We need two also.
Fucking writers, man. It's always a novel for every question here.
No, it's not that bad.
It's fine. We love it. Keep it coming, Charles. I love you.
Hell yeah.
All right. His honorable mention. We'll give him an honorable mention here. Forever Night, a show that never got credit for inspiring Buffy and Angel. Hell, Angel has the same premise, for fuck's sake. Great syndicated show. Forever Night. I do remember that one, but I really got away from those Channel 20, WXON, whatever, the WB, all those kind of shows. They were all kind of sucked there for a while. Cursed was okay. Or not Cursed. What is it? Charmed was a pretty good one,
Charmed.
Too. Had some hard, dark moments, but, you know, hot girls from, you know, yeah. He's saving the best two for last, Charles says. Great.
Oh,
we will do Frank's list in the meantime. Crank.
All right.
The floor is yours.
So, okay. Based on that, off the list that you have, I'll have my honorable mentions will be 8 through 6.
I have them all here, right?
You should.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
All right.
Okay.
You good?
I'm ready.
You think? Okay.
I'll try.
All right. So we'll start with my number 5. Go down to 2 and then go back up to 8. Does that make sense?
What? Do you want me to look at the one you gave me?
Well, do you have it?
I do.
Okay.
Tell him exactly where to go. I can do this. Here it is. All right. The Crankster's list, because he is the man.
No, because I'm an overachiever, I guess. My list is never just 5.
God. Okay, so we're starting at 5, right?
Number 5, yes. All right. Okay.
Yes.
So, these, again, going to be some nostalgia in here, and I'm starting with the nostalgia because, no, these aren't the greatest TV horror shows of all time, but I'm going to clump 3 of these in together on number 5. So still another fuck you to Colonel.
We're going like 11. What the fuck?
Friday the 13th, the series is one of them. Cheesy, fantastic, excellent. I enjoyed all of this. And then the incredibly beautiful Robie, the redhead in that. Mm-mm-mm. It may have been the start of my redhead fetish back when I was younger. Not positive about that. Also, number 5, same cheesiness, Freddy's Nightmares. Just, you know, it was nice to have Freddy in them, even if it was just for the intros and outros most of the time. And then there was that one episode that kind of explored Freddy's death, which I thought was great. But you look back at that series now, you'll see a lot of stars in there from today that are in those early episodes. It's kind of fun. And then 3rd on my number 5 is Kolchak, the Night Stalker. This is probably the TV show that really got me hooked on just horror stuff. When this came on, I didn't think anything about it. This guy just looked like a, you know, the Great Value version of Columbo, you know? And then all of a sudden he's fighting werewolves and vampires and everything else in the world. And I was hooked. And then I got to thinking, why couldn't Columbo do that? And then, well, he smoked a lot more. So probably couldn't chase down a werewolf very easily. But who knows? But yeah, that's my number five. Friday the 13th, the series, Freddy's Nightmare, Freddy's Nightmares, and Kolchak. So
I mean five, six, and seven.
But... shut the fuck up. All right. We hashed this out a little bit. Number four for me, speaking of newer shit that's come out that just blew my fucking socks off, that's most of the rest of my list. Number four is Hannibal. This show, I still cannot believe, got aired on NBC in the early 2000s or mid-2000s. It just, that blows me away. I guess it was, it was 2010s, excuse me, mid-2010s. Still, the shit, the effects and the gore that they got away with on NBC blows me away.
Give them any stroke out here, those bastards.
No, I'm just shocked that they got away with doing it on their channel because, you know.
It just shows they have potential to be cool and they still choose to be dicks. Fuck them.
They do. But, and there are rumors that since this was on Netflix recently, it inspired a little interest and there may be another season coming soon. No confirmed, nothing confirmed on that, but yeah, this show jumped up into my top five, top 10, whatever you want to call it, real quick. Number three for me. I'm actually a little surprised that this is as low on the list as it is because when I saw this, I fucking loved it. I couldn't get over it. These guys didn't like it, but that's all right. The Haunting of Hill House. This also kind of includes Bly Manor as well because they're the same series kind of, but it's, this was just so imaginative and so well done. There's so many parts about this that I really dig. The writing is great. The acting is wonderful. The direction and cinematography is off the fucking charts. So I can't say enough good things about The Haunting. A lot of people think it's slow and too drawn out. Sure, you're right. It is. But I don't mind those slow burn kind of shows as long as the writing is good. And the writing in this is really fucking good. Number two. A couple of you guys have already mentioned it on your list, and I really respect that. Bates Motel. When this was announced, and the same way with Hannibal, when both of those shows were announced, I was like, God damn it, why? This is going to suck. This is going to suck. And then Bates Motel's announced, and they say, oh, Freddie Highmore is going to be, you know, Norman Bates. And I'm like, the fucking kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Please, God, no. No, no. Everything about this, no. Watched the first episode. Fell in love. So, kudos. Kudos to Bates Motel for changing my fucking mind. Jesus, I didn't think I needed a Bates Motel series as much as I did until I saw this. And Ziggy mentioned it earlier. It filled in a lot of the cracks from the story that were set by the movies. It gave like a new twist on the story a little bit in some ways. I like the ancillary characters, too, because a lot of times in the movies, you only met like two or three people. Here, you had a good chunk of people around this town that you got to know and kind of go along the story with them. And that was a fun way to look at the Norman Bates story, and I enjoyed it. All right, honorable mentions. My first one... I'll just go through these pretty quick because you guys have covered a couple of them already. Ash versus Evil Dead. Like I said, balls to the wall, fun time, beginning to end. You've got Ash in there cracking jokes and his little one-liners. Perfect. Next one, honorable mention, is What We Do in the Shadows. Again, funny as fuck. I love this show. I'm right down the line with Colonel on this. I can't get enough of this show. I wish they made 50 episodes a year instead of 10. That would be wonderful. And my final honorable mention, I can't believe this fucking made it this far up, but I was really impressed with the way the first season of this series went. And it only made it two seasons anyway. But the first season of this was fan-fucking-tastic, The Exorcist. Again, I'm shocked this made it as high up on my list that, but looking at the rest, yeah, they're just, it's close, but this one edged it out. Geena Davis was great. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, the fact that she's playing an adult Reagan, you know, years later, is fantastic, man. And that Reagan still has some of that possessed in her. And it's kind of going through to her daughter and everything now. If there was going to be an actual continuation of the Exorcist storyline from part one, that would have been a good way to do it. Second season didn't really have anything to do with Reagan. It stuck with, you know, the demons and the priest. And it was still good, but it wasn't as good as the first season, in my opinion. And if you followed this show at all, you goddamn better know what my number one is, because it's not just my favorite horror TV show of all time, it's my favorite TV show of all time. It's Twin Peaks. This show was a masterpiece, man. I mean, I know some people don't get it. It's too weird for some people. And that's what I like about it. I like the fact that it's too weird. And again, the fact that this aired in the 90s, it blows me away. I mean, me and my buddies in high school, a couple of them, we would get together every, I think it was Thursday night, watch this show, and we all had our own notebooks. And we were just taking notes throughout the entire show. And then after the show, I would videotape it on actual VCR tapes.
And whoever we'd re-watch it. Had to eat it?
No.
Like a, you know.
No. Yeah. But no, we would rewatch it and then go over our notes about the episode, and we were trying to solve the mystery. I mean, we felt like that guy that has all the board behind him with all the strings attached to it and the conspiracy theories. We were kind of like that guy with that show. The second season got a little weird. They had a revival on Showtime a couple years ago that was even stranger, but still kind of tied into the original series, just barely. But, man, I love that first two seasons, the 90 and 91 years. Those were great. Kyle MacLachlan as Agent Cooper. One of these days, I'm going to sit down with you guys, myself, and we're just going to talk Twin Peaks. You know, these guys, they don't care. They don't get it. But
do we get to see the notes?
We'll have a nice conversation. I wish I could still find those damn notebooks, but I don't know what happened to those.
Somewhere in her grave, Laura Palmer is rolling.
Maybe. At least you know who she is. It's a great mystery, man.
It's light on the horror. That's the synopsis for me.
Dude.
Yeah. I know it's weird.
Maybe. Maybe as a whole it's light on the horror, but it still has, and I should have downloaded it to show this group, but it still has one of the most frightening scenes that I have ever seen on network TV. And that's when Ronette is visualizing Laura's death and in the train car. It's the way it's shot and the way it's put together is fucking amazing. And I was terrified for days after watching that. So, there you go. That's it for now. But I guess I'm doing a video later about the rest.
For goodness sakes. I feel like no one has seen Haunted, the 2002 series. It only lasted one season, but I liked it.
I don't remember that one, I don't think.
One season. Haunted. Ew, redheads, rusty on the roof, musty in the basement. Dave, what the fuck? Good God. I bet Crank mentioned Twin Peaks.
You win. Nothing, but you win.
Tyrone says You say top 10, Crank has 15. You say top 5, Crank has 10. You say honorable mention, Crank has mentions for his mentions. Fuckers, kill me. Keep it up. Yeah, that's he's Crank. He's Crank. He's Crank. He's got the list.
I love TV, man.
Chris says, are you afraid of the dark from Colonel's List? It's just barely before my time, but I've heard it's great. My early Nickelodeon exposure to horror would be Invader Zim, known for its childish but hyperbolic gore and forgiving darker setting compared to its fellow Nicktoons at the time. Don't remember that one, but I was way beyond.
Yeah, that was after my time, unfortunately. I see it. I'm like, oh, it's Invader Zim. I know what he looks like, but I've never seen it.
Yeah. Luke says, Wolf Creek series. Didn't any of you watch that?
No, I believe it's on Shudder, though. I could be wrong, but I think it's on Shudder.
Is it?
I watched it.
I'll check it out.
Oh, somebody just popped in five. There we go. He said, oh, wait. I don't think that's TV.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's down here somewhere.
Wolf Creek?
Yeah, Wolf Creek.
Mm. Oh, wait.
I don't think that's on TV. Okay.
Here comes
Lorena's list. Let's see. Shit. DCS, we got my lady watching tonight. Well, hello, Mrs. Ick. Welcome to the show.
Mrs. Ick. That's got to be the worst way to refer to her.
Well, there you Jesus. Go. I don't know her name. Just trying to keep it relatable here. Lorena says, I really went old school with this because I haven't actually watched a full series of anything new in quite a while. No reason except I don't seem to have as much leisure time as I used to. We all fucking understand that one. Number 5, Twin Peaks, just way beyond everything.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that show changed television. You know, I don't care who the fuck you are. That show changed television. If it wasn't for Twin Peaks, we wouldn't have the X-Files. We wouldn't have had Northern Exposure. We wouldn't have some of the shit we have today. So, never mind. My bad.
All thanks to the Peaks. Great list, Crank, from Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
Number 4, Tales from the Dark Side. That carousel horse still freaks me out. Ick, I'm skipping that comment. Charles, wait a minute. Hold on. We'll hold that one. Lorraine is
looking for that
3. Tales from the Crypt. Tits, ass, and gore. What's better than that? I wholeheartedly agree. The Outer Limits. This used to scare the living dead girl out of me when I was a kid. Yeah, that was a pretty freaky intro. That was right there. What do we got here? There you go. Laughing her ass off. This is Ick.
Are you Miss Ick?
Here she is.
Okay. Excellent. Welcome, Judy. Now we know her name.
Honorable mentions for Lorena. Kolchak, The Night Stalker, 13 Demon Street. I don't know what that is. I don't know what... Damn it, Lorena. An American Gothic. I remember that. And... the number 1 for Lorena A. Faze. The Twilight Zone. My name is Talky Tina, and you'll be sorry. There's so many freaky episodes in The Twilight Zone. I love that shit.
See, the reason The Twilight Zone and some of the older stuff like Outer Limits and things like that didn't really make my list, even Tales from the Crypt or Tales from the Dark Side, I don't remember much about any of those shows anymore. I watched the shit out of them when I was younger, but that part of my memory is gone. I need to go back and watch them again.
Yeah, I mean, they're out there now. Lorena says, Twin Peaks, the backward scene scares, will scare the bejesus out of me forever. I don't know what you mean.
Lorena, do you know the scene in the train car that I'm talking about? That was the one that got me. That one freaked me out with Bob and Laura. Fucking amazing the way that was done.
And we have a talk show for 2 going on right now. Okay, let's go get Charles' last 2. The best for last, he said. The Twilight Zone at number 2 from the 80s, a remake that actually worked well. Many horror directors had a hand in some of the episodes. Great opening, some good stories, sci-fi horror at its finest. And his number 1 Tales from the Crypt. From the intro to the final credits, it just can't be beat. Spooky, scary, inventive, great works that left lasting impressions. I'm not saying shit because I got a couple of things to say about Tales from the Crypt when we get to it. Okay. Dave seems to like the Mrs. Ick, the funniest shit.
Yeah, sorry, you might just be called Mrs. Ick now. Sorry,
I didn't mean to coin you a nickname right away, but welcome. Hey, you fast service from the DCS. Okay, Luke says, Tales from the Crypt almost needs no introduction for this list. It was a game changer. Watching it on HBO, some episodes were legit disturbing, and it was cool for big-name actors who'd never associate with horror, do episodes and have fun with it. My favorite horror TV show. And damn it, Luke, you just totally shit on the one point I had left unsoiled by these two guys. But that's okay. Thank you for making it. I agree with you. Lorena says, 13 Demon Street is an old series with Lon Chaney Jr. hosting. The intro was usually scarier than the stories, but I still love it. All right. And she says, I know the train car scene, and yeah, that's terrifying, no doubt. Something that backwards talking and twitching and the oof, it's dark here and I'm alone, so I'm going to stop.
All right, yeah, don't want to freak you out.
I know. I mean, but, you know, alone, scared in the dark is only one thing to do.
That's just rude.
Very.
It's so fun. Okay, well, yeah. I got a list, man,
This Pepsi is especially good for that.
It is. It just seems, you know, things surrounding a Pepsi can be magical, and all the reason that the Pepsi is magical to begin with. I'm just going to
move on.
Bats. Ah, yes, there we go. That's what we wanted. <Thank you. laughs> Mashing the keyboard. Okay, are you going to click buttons for me, Crank?
I can if you want.
I read my list. I guess I can do it. It's fine.
No, I got you.
You got it?
No. I got your back, man. Well, I'll type
mine over. Then I can look at your screen here.
Yep, all right.
TV shows. I remember watching them way back early, lots of different things. And I kind of did what I do. I stuck with the ones that had the moments that made me remember and just stick with me. Never forgot them. And, you know, shit, I think I have a nice mix here. This thing could totally change. And neither one of you guys mentioned Dracula. I thought one of you else had it on the list too. Did you just not mention it?
I
will take that off
further
my list.
Down my list than I was allowed to go.
Gotcha. I know I saw it, but I will remove it from mine. So 27. Yeah. Let's get to this shit already. You guys already done ruined it. Number 5, Ash versus Evil Dead. God, were we stoked when this was announced. The original team working on it, Sam involved, Bruce at his finest, and picking up the character right where you think he'd be 30 years later, and it was fucking spectacular. God damn it that we didn't get that fourth season going back to medieval times. Man, would that have been fun with this current Ash, as silly as he is. Oh. But I digress. It was a great series. I have the DVD, all three on one. I waited to get it like that, but shit, I resubscribed to Stars just for that, but unfortunately not many others did. After season 2, it really started to drop, so they, you know, they needed a big Hulk for 3 to get it to go to 4 and failed miserably. Thank God we got, what is it, another like kind of 6 movies with all the episodes we had, something like that,
pretty much. Yeah,
it was cool. Number 4 is a crank tie. It's the Twilight Zone and Night Gallery. Two Rod Serling vehicles that, hey, man, what can I say? I can't say anything about it because you've seen them all. You know, the Night Gallery, this is an intro, and man, I almost put it on here just to play it. It had the most sinister music and just the way it went through the paintings and everything, and I loved how the paintings were involved in the episodes. And just the one where the guy keeps looking at the painting and there's a zombie or something out in the cemetery, and then every time he looks away and looks at the painting again, it's closer and closer and closer, and then finally it's banging on the fucking door. That is some shit. That fucking ruined me when I was, you know, little Zag back in the day. Awesome. What?
No, I'm just saying, see? I mean, some of these shows had those moments. That was your moment.
Yeah. Mm, that was one of them, you know, I mean, for sure. Number three. This shit was terrifying as a youth. I understand now it's a little tame, but Kolchak the Night Stalker. Holy God, I was... so excited, yet dreaded it when it was coming on. When at that age, I was so scared, you know. And then he was later, you know, Mr. Parker in The Christmas Story. It's just it's awesome, you know. very versatile actor, but yeah, the Night Stalker was great.
What was his name? Darren McGavin. Is that right?
Darren McGavin. Exactly. That's it. Yeah. But yeah, rest in peace, sir, and thank you for being part of the horror universe. Number two, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I'm talking the entire run, the original ones, and the remakes they did, and they had new stories. And I'll do a brief synopsis of the one that fucking ruined me with this episode. It fucking stuck with me and made me freak the fuck out. It was real quick. The chick murdered somebody, got sent to prison, and the Cholo women were beating the shit out of her, like almost to death, and she befriends the caretaker, old man that does everything, and develops this escape plan to get out. All he has to do, the next time the bell tolls for a funeral, sneak into the morgue and get in the coffin with the body, and he would dig her out later. So she does all this, gets away with it, barely gets caught, gets buried. And she's waiting and waiting and waiting. And she finally flicks her bick and looks. And it's the caretaker she's laying on top of, man. And I was just buried alive, you know. And you just, that was the last scene you saw, the fading back and the muffled screams from underground in the cemetery by the prison. It was fucking intense. Alfred Hitchcock, man. I mean, there was a lot of good episodes, plenty of bad ones, of course, like we had with all these other mentions tonight. But, this one had some doozies, man. Even the old ones were fucking sick. If you haven't seen them, you're doing yourself a disservice. I love to say that. But see Alfred Hitchcock Presents, any of them, and you'll have a good time. Okay, honorable mentions. Let's blow through these because they're all gone. This will probably be on Crank's extended list. American Horror Story. Not all of them, but most of them are pretty well done. And I dig the acting. I dig the quirkiness and weirdness of it. And the horror is pretty dark when they do get down and dirty. It's a good thing for horror. We need this. American Horror Story. You know about it. Next, Bates Motel. These guys all said it. I'm saying it too. Brilliant. And I'm kind of pissed I missed that Exorcist one. I forgot all about it because that shit was sick too, man.
Right?
Yeah. But Bates Motel is one perfect companion to the first couple of films anyway. At least, you know, it's a great prequel. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't seen it again, what the fuck, man? That one's all over the place. You can see it everywhere. My final
perfect casting, too.
Yeah, I mean, and they go
Farmiga.
These actors go for it in that show. They let it all hang out, and it's almost like, whoa. You know, I mean, you can actually achieve that. That's a little scary. But it's good and well executed, well shot. The fucking tense ass music you get every episode, I mean, it's fucking sweet. Good stuff. Final honorable mention, been mentioned before, and you all watched it. Colonel's right. Don't play like you didn't. The Walking Dead, you fucking watched it. You loved it. We all did. The first six episodes, and then we got 10, like season three, man. The death of Dale, all of them falling, it was just fucking sweet, and it took a little piece of you every time until about season four, season five, and then, you had to wait till Negan showed up for some shit to happen, and now it's sporadic at best. We still watch it. Colonel, he's out. He said, fuck this shit, I'm out. But Crank and I stay on it. And you know, season 10's coming. Looks like they're going to do some Negan stuff. I'm happy about that. So we'll have at least brief coverage of it for sure. Expect that. Maybe out here on Mondays we can have a bitch fest for it. Who knows? Uh-huh. And then number one. Many of you already named it. It's on number one Colonel's list and my list too. Tales from the Crypt. Bravo, HBO. And thank you. Thank you so much. This thing almost got re-fucking launched. And then something happened. It got yanked. They were going to do it again. I mean, HBO, they were going to try it again. With, I was like, this is perfect. A fresh crop of actors coming of age to do these parts and shit. Mm-hmm. And Hollywood involved in horror again. What a great idea. And then they fucked it up. But
don't forget, it was TNT and M. Night Shyamalan. I was like, especially the M. Night Shyamalan part. But
yeah, that might have been an odd marriage right there.
Call me crazy. I still think they could have wrung out a few good episodes, even with that weirdo helm in it. But
well, let's be honest. No. It's not like it could be worse than Creepshow and Shudder. I mean, that one's so hit or miss.
I enjoy most of theirs, though.
There. Creepshow. How come we not mention Creepshow?
It's not good enough to be on the list.
Yeah, not quite there yet.
Compared to what I just read you, I can honestly say Creepshow does not qualify to stand on that list.
Not yet. Give it a couple more years. Let's see.
Let's hope season two changes our mind, although I don't see how that can happen with Marilyn Manson not being involved. Fuck that.
Well, that's a dick way to say that.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Don't ever let anyone know what you were drinking in your jelly jar, Colonel. I think.
Just Pepsi. Crank on that one.
That Crank. Oh, BK and Ivan got us on the big screen. Miss Ivan, nice. I tell you, we have a future metal guitar master in the works here. This kid's got it. He's got the bite, the poison, the gift, whatever you want to call it. He's going to be melting your face. Mark my fucking words.
Let's do it.
And thanks for having us on the big screen, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Lorena, that gallery was just bumped from my list. Why?
Twin Peaks.
Oh. She said just barely. And what AHP, American Horror, is that American Horror Story? AHP?
Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
Oh, Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah.
One of these days he'll learn how to spell.
I can spell, motherfucker. I'm just saying. I just said, is that a typo? I was just talking American Horror Story, for fuck's sake.
Q. Q.
Cheney. Q.
Q.
Another Q. And she remembers that episode. Man, was that the sickest shit ever? Fuck. Yep. I was sitting the same there on my couch for a good 15, 20 minutes processing that shit. Colonel got that red drink.
Yeah, if you saw me losing it when you were talking about Bates Motel, it wasn't anything you were saying. I saw BK's comment. I was like, I prefer that purple, but yes, I got that red drink tonight.
Luke loves metal and he wants to hear the shit. Let this boy age like a fine wine. Let him get there. Let him master it. He's got the gift. He just needs to.
Well, no.
Yeah. He's not young yet, but he's way ahead of the fucking curve, man.
He might not be playing the Super Bowl anytime soon, but maybe he'll play Colbert after the Super Bowl some night.
Mm. And Tyrone says, Oh, wait. Well, there you go. That's the list tonight, folks. I mean,
very nice list there, Ziggy.
Any more?
He gets a better one. I just got to find it.
Ah.
He's buried. Hold on. It's delayed. Very delayed. But here you are, sir.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
Nothing pleases me more than the golf clap on Mondays.
That's the highlight of my week. That's
okay. Should
Damn, that's sad.
Should we attempt to run this mashup here?
Well, let's ask the audience what, besides some of the ones you've already mentioned, what are some other TV shows that we missed that you guys liked? Let us know in the comments.
Well, we're waiting.
Yeah. I still had a few more that I could have mentioned, obviously, but I think I'll do a Red Crank Report video on those.
So another shit I missed. Like I said, even though I preferred Are You Afraid of the Dark, I still enjoyed Goosebumps at an older age and the age preferred just because, you know, me and my oldest daughter, when she was getting into horror, we watched Goosebumps on Netflix and Are You Afraid of the Dark on my bootleg DVDs. So it's kind of gave me a new reason to appreciate these. Damn, I feel like I'm still missing some.
I feel like Vampire Slayer. How about Sabrina the Teenage Witch? How about...
I'm surprised Tales from the Dark Side wasn't on one of you guys' list. Really? Somebody mentioned that.
I'll be honest with you. I've only seen the movie. I've never seen the TV show.
I have. They would run it after like the double feature Saturdays on the horror.
Excuse me. You guys are mentioning that Cold Shack or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck's that? I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh, you would dig that,
dude. Girdle. Watch that. It's only like 6 or 8 episodes.
Only maybe for like one season.
A little more than that.
I think it's a couple of seasons.
There's not many of them. You can find that.
Oh, you just blew my mind. I'm going to get to that in just a second. Lorena says, yes, all great list. I love seeing all the memorabilia in the backgrounds. What's your favorite piece of memorabilia? We'll get back to that when we're done with everything. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
And then he says, the biggest horror TV series of all time was 90210.
That does remind me when Crank is waiting to say Twin Peaks, like the greatest show of all time. I was like, Young and the Restless. I was about to fuck with you, but it won't do.
Like, oh.
All right. Tyrone says, making this list reminded me of listening to reruns of the radio of Lights Out. It's later than you think it is. Thanks for the remind. Dude.
Yeah.
Me and my brother sat and caught that. It was on an AM fuzzy station here in Michigan, and there was something else called the Inside Out Man that they would tell stories of, too, on there. It would be in between every other week, Lights Out. Fuck that. That intro was scary. And I'm talking, I was 6, 7 at that time when I was watching that shit. So, holy shit, man. Wow, you blew my mind there.
Nice. Well, got a couple more on there.
It says, Sabrina was an awesome series.
I like the new one. I'll admit it. I like that newer one they did on Netflix, not the last few years, but it's dark and bloody. Yeah.
It's not aimed
just
at
not
us.
Enough to make my top.
Not aimed at us.
No.
Okay. Tales from the Dark Side was awesome with that negative exposure thing for the intro. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That was the best thing, you know. No problem, BK. No problem, brother. Keep it up, Ivan. Keep going, dude.
Rock out.
Like, you guys are in town. We got to get a jam together. The jam studio's sitting ready, dog. It's ready. Let's do this. Let's record some shit while you're here. All right. Radio for one. Yeah, Lorena says, yes, Lights Out, both radio and TV series. There is a TV series. This I must research immediately. Faze, great list, boys. Missed most of them, but I'll watch back later. Ha-ha! I trust the others are saying they were great as usual. No, everyone's kind of telling us to go fuck ourselves tonight.
Mostly. Colonel, I think Kolchak is on either... I think it's on one of the streaming services. Is it on Shudder?
I don't know if it's on Shudder. I can look. I imagine that'd be on something like Tubi or...
Yeah, Tubi or Hulu or something.
I have to look for it. I've heard of it, but you guys are talking about it, like, well, I always got confused. I guess Columbo. I thought they were the same fucking show.
No, it's like
I had no clue.
It's like Columbo's other brother that chased demons and monsters and shit. It's pretty fun.
Dark Shadows didn't it mention from 71? Man, that's a fucking, you know.
That was another one I was kind of
wondering about. Dude. I certainly watched it. you know, Barnabas.
Then I know it's kind of, I'm surprised someone's not like, I'm surprised I didn't see Supernatural, at least in the comments. I'll be honest, I never watched it just based on the station it was on.
That was the other one.
Teen girl show. I ain't watching that shit. Between 15 fucking years.
Buffy, Angel, and Superstition. Yeah, that, for sure.
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Teen girl shows. I know that was me just being judgmental, and I probably shouldn't have, but.
No, because that Supernatural had some dark moments, too, that I recall. I mean, I've saw an episode here and there, but over 15 years, yeah, maybe three. You know? It's never grabbed me. Never got its hooks in me.
Now, there's one I watched a couple episodes of. It was pretty good. I know it's on Amazon Prime. I just never really went back to watch it. It was grim. I've seen a couple episodes of that, and those were entertaining. I don't necessarily consider horror, but
they were
dark. I enjoyed Grimm when it was on.
Very, very dark.
That was one, though, that the first couple seasons is really good, and then it starts going downhill. But it's pretty good. I couldn't include The Walking Dead on my list at all. It's not even in my, what'd you say, top 27? I couldn't, just because it's gone so downhill. I mean, I enjoyed it the first couple seasons, like you said, but yeah, the fact that so much of it now is so soap opera-y, like I think Andy said earlier.
Speaking of Andy, he says, In Search Of, that used to kind of freak me out. It did, man. They would go looking for the Yeti or the Bigfoot or something, but there wasn't enough. It wasn't always a dark or monster-y theme. Sometimes they were looking for fucking rare flowers and shit, you know, on the side of a waterfall and stuff like that, you know? So Leonard Nimoy hosting was always interesting. It's like, hey, there's Spock. All right.
Yep.
Let's see. Lorena says, I had an old-time radio app on my phone. I accidentally opened it one night, and I put it on my nightstand. Heard lights out. It about jumped out of my skin, even though I realized what it was immediately. Hell to the yeah. That shit was... God, as a kid, I was like, turn that off. I don't want to even hear it. Too many streaming services, those money-hungry pigs. I know we got to pick and choose, but I mean, fuck. What choice do we have? We have to get anything that has horror to do with it. Fuck, got to get it.
Sometimes you have to be a little money-hungry, though. I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
It's
capitalism. Capitalism isn't all bad.
This worm is turning, you know what I mean? So the whole face is changing. So, I mean, we got to hang along. BK, was Creature Feature only a Michigan thing? Sorry if I mentioned already. Or Chiller Theater? I think everybody in their areas around the country has their own version of the Thriller Double Feature or Creature Feature or Monster Vision or whatever you wanted to call it. We had Scream Theater, Saturday Night Dead here. There was a million of them. So Graves Ghastly was another one.
Yeah. There's a new one.
All right. Chris says, Walking Dead got very rough. Started off great, but I needed to end seasons ago. It needed to end seasons ago. I have no idea why they're trying to do The Walking Dead to The Walking Dead that they had to do. Keep milking it way past death.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean,
and now they've got two spinoffs and working on a third one, and then the movies are coming out. And
they have no more source material, the fucking books. Although, let's face it, they got off fucking books fucking years ago.
Yeah, they're branching out into their own. They changed a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, jeez. All right. Chris fucking Faze.
What else we got to talk about tonight?
Let's see. Well, what was it? Dave going on about our favorite memorabilia. Or Luke did.
Oh, Luke. Oh, yeah.
Wow. A lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, I like this stuff, but you know, this one's probably my favorite because we are associate producers of this one when it comes out later this year. This one's probably a close second because Danielle Harris is still fucking hot. Yeah. Other than that, that's about it. And then my multiple, I probably have like six different versions of Twin Peaks on home video and Blu-ray and DVD. So,
We're going to give away the set later on from Death Curses.
No, the fuck we are.
Yeah.
No. Well,
Colonel, what you got that you're proud of?
Your favorite piece. Huh?
Your favorite piece, as it says.
Man, I have a few. I would have to say, granted, it's not on set. It's locked away so it doesn't get fucked up. I have to say the vampire steak that I have signed from Sean and Rudy from the Monster Squad. Fucking love that thing. That's about the only
nice
non-8x10 I've had signed. I kind of wish it. I would have got one of those as well. Hopefully in another 5 years they go on the con circuit again. And I can get that, but man, it's fucking awesome. It's like literally a vampire steak you would see in the fucking movie. They made them themselves. They signed it. It's fucking sweet. But I don't want to get fucked up. Or, you know, I also have kids, and I don't want them getting hurt with an actual sharpened fucking wooden stake. So, unfortunately, it can't really be displayed.
You'll have to break it out and just show us one night and put it fucking away again. I would love to see that.
Maybe next week.
Get a little glass case made that you can seal it in, and then
I was thinking about that. Now they make those mini baseball bats. I was thinking about getting put it on. And
we could make something to display that fucking thing look cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. Obviously I'm kind of new into this painting game here. This guy Angelo Mariano, which you'll be able to see on Monday Maniacs coming up in April. A little bit up the road, but we're going to get him on and have him talk about what inspires him to paint these masterpieces like this. And who the fuck knows? That's something that's new right now that I'm collecting as far as memorabilia. Wow. I mean, I have some old posters, but I have a lot of toys that got a good price tag on them. You know, I have it's actually this zombie. It's a version of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's custom. I got it from Italy, like 2006 or something like that, and now it's, you know, there's 200 of them on the planet, and people want them, you know, so they fetch $1,200. So that's one of my most prized. And then I have that San Diego Comic-Con Pamela Voorhees with the mini Jason, drowned Jason, in the pack. That's a holy grail now. Sorry, Colonel.
That's all right. At least I was able to get Jason out of the package.
Yes, you got the Jason.
For $60.
I was happy. You know, but not happy you had to pay fucking $60. Oh, good God. I understand.
Dude, I have to.
We can't find them for under $500 now, man. That's not enough, you know.
Now we're talking collectibles.
Yes.
I gotta mention, I know for me, my holy grail that I own, fucking Evolution of Evil. Oh my God, dude, I got such a good deal on this. Mine is Zach's toy guy. I introduced Zach to him a few years ago. Sold it to me for $100. He gave me a deal. He's like, dude, I know you've been looking for this. I got one. $100. I was like, hell yeah, this thing's good, like $300. I will not be selling mine. My kids might actually be on the road, but
about $275 actually. And you know what makes my story even sicker than that? The same guy that me and Colonel deal with had an auction. I bought two tickets for a total of $8 and won the very same figure. And then at Whorehound, I let it go at the table, and I haven't slept since.
Dude, I told you over there. You sure you want to sell that?
I remember that.
That guy, though, did you see how happy he was? He was almost ready to cry when he got it. He goes, I've been after this for how many years, you know? And
yeah.
He broke wide.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. So it was bittersweet, cool. But I still have the zombie, and I think that one's going to stick with me, you know, at this point anyway. So, yeah, that's some of the stuff, but I don't know. I think a couple of more paintings will be in the future. He's actually working on something right now that I just went, you motherfucker. He's doing Father Thomas from Gates of Hell, and I already told him I wanted a Father Thomas. I think he's fucking with it because it's the same shape and size as these other ones. You know what I mean? Not right now.
I'm probably going to get one of his paintings at some point, but I'm going to have to like order a commission from him because I've got some ideas that I'd love to see his take on.
He already said we were talking about some of the stuff he's like, fuck. He's like, kill that. Yeah. Talk Twin Peaks and stuff, you know, and The Shining.
Either Twin Peaks or The Shining or even that Exorcist idea that I threw past you a while back. That would be glorious. You know, my thing is, I just want more signed posters. I want posters all over, you know. I don't know. That's my thing.
I don't have too many signed posters. I don't have any. I bought all of the little ones like you have, the smaller ones like Colonel's got behind him. I have lots of those autographed. Mm-hmm. And as far as those goes, I would honestly say probably the best one I have is either Doug Bradley. That's a good one. Or I have two of the three Devil's Rejects. Mosley, Sid Haig. Scary Moon Zombie, I'm looking for you.
This is why I did this. I didn't even think. I got my new number one memorabilia because I keep this one locked up as well because this will not get fucked up. I totally forgot about it. So just you said that, and I was like, son of a bitch, what's my profile picture? Oh, that's right, me with George fucking Romero. How am I going to forget my fucking autograph from George Romero and meeting him and getting that picture?
That's true.
Something my icon, my lord and savior and whore, like fucking George fucking Romero. How did I forget that? That's right, because I keep it locked up and I don't ever see it. Because it will not get destroyed.
Right.
Luke also says he donated to the Jason Goes to Hell doc too.
All hell right, yeah.
I can't wait to see that. That's going to be too fun.
Oops. Dave says, apparently I need to see Twin Peaks. This is what I'm beginning to understand. Yes. Luke says, thanks, guys, for answering that question. I liked all the stuff I can see. Yeah, maybe I'll pull some of the stuff out of the box. I got my shit put away, too, because I don't want it just sitting around. I mean, you know, I got those Nano figures from Fright Rags last summer. Mm-hmm. Those are high demand right now, too.
That could be an interesting video for you at some point, is like just kind of going through your collection.
That's true.
Both of you, actually.
We got some stuff. I mean, but shit.
Yeah, I have a lot. Like, a lot. Not even slowed down on buying shit.
At least God, we didn't even talk about shirts. We got all kinds of rare, unique shirts.
Yeah, shirts. Yeah.
My Jason Takes Manhattan shirt from Gutter Garbs should be coming in soon, I hope.
Ick says he got Judy to watch, Mrs. Ick to watch Session 9 today. Need to get her to watch Dr. Sleep. I think so, too.
I love Session 9. That's a great watch. And I love Dr. Sleep.
Bill Mosley. And I love the guy, but he'll autograph anything for anybody. He did, but he also gave us a really fucking hilarious ID for the show, which I treasure as well.
That's true.
Session 9 was messed up. Yes.
That's
yes,
why. It was. What? Wait a minute now.
What?
Dude, if you don't like Session 9, then fuck you.
I don't think she's saying she didn't like it. She's just saying it was.
No, I know. I saw the opportunity to use that Caruso thing again, so I wanted to jump on it.
James says, Twin Peaks. Just watch it. That's his endorsement.
It's fascinating. Yes. It's fucking fascinating, man.
Luke, I just started getting into horror memorabilia, but had a collection of metal memorabilia that got stolen from me. Oh, autographed Jeff Hanneman guitar. Oh.
Ouch.
Pull that guitar.
Damn.
No. Dude, that makes my... I'm hurt.
That sucks. I know I don't have much in the way of metal memorabilia, but the two prized possessions I have is what was this, 2012? The Mayhem Festival that tells you how long ago it was. I don't even know the last thing. I know they don't do those anymore. Kerry King actually came to town, was doing like an in store the day before the festival, so I got to go meet the metal guitar god, Kerry King himself, got an autograph. I just kind of grabbed one of my Slayer CDs, random. So I think it's, I want to say God Hates Us All. I have his autograph on that. And
nice.
Then Avatar, If you guys don't know, Avatar is a band from Sweden. Fucking love those guys. Saw them a couple years ago at a music festival and had them sign a fucking vinyl for me. Like literally the only vinyl. It's fucking sweet. And I hate live records. It's a live record, so I will never listen to it.
Fuck.
But I had it's fucking sweet.
Dude, Slayer, I had I used to do a metal show back in 2004 on a station, and we had gotten cleared, full clearance, full access at Ozfest 2004, headlining Slayer, and an interview with Kerry King. We had him for 20 minutes, and motherfucking Cumulus Atlanta, the radio bastards, found out, a consultant found out we were doing this show, and since we didn't include them with the planning, they pulled the fucking plug on it. So I couldn't use any of those credentials. So I couldn't even go to the show. I was sick for a week after that.
Damn.
Full access.
That sucks. That fucking sucks.
Yeah. That's why it sucks to be me.
It's not metal, but I think the coolest like autograph I have from music people is, well, I mean, when I had an entertainment magazine around here, I got a lot of autographs from semi-local and up-and-coming people. Like, I had the All-American Rejects on the cover, and they signed a bunch of shit for me way multiple times. But I had dinner up in Chicago one time and actually got to sit down at the same table with U2. On Bono's birthday. It was Bono's birthday and my friend Kat's birthday. We were up in Chicago to see U2, and she made me pick a restaurant to go for her birthday, and I happened to pick the same one that Bono picked, at least at the time. This was probably back in 2003, for his birthday. They planned their tour to hit Chicago around the time of his birthday, and they would always eat at this restaurant. Wow. I want to say it was a restaurant in Chicago called Rosebud on Rush. And they found out it was her birthday, and we were sitting at the table right next to them. And they had, like, there was a dolly of wine that got delivered, like cases of wine that got delivered to the table about the time that we were sitting down. And they invited us over. They were like, bring her over here. You know, we were at the show last night. Oh, that's cool. Come on over. Have some wine. We got plenty. You know, and they're slapping like boxes this tall. Like, so we sat there and just bullshitted with them. And Kat was talking to Bono's wife for like hour at least. And then they started to get up to go. And we were like, we don't have anything to sign. Here, we'll steal their napkins from the restaurant and sign this.
Yeah, we could probably do a whole Monday night on, you know, I have a bunch of stories of meeting mostly metal acts over the years and close proximity. So maybe someday we can do that, or I'll do a Zigzag Zone, just something like that. Just tell those.
Yeah.
Some of those stories are funny, like meeting Pantera a couple of times backstage. And those guys were fucking insane, man. But they did have some good reefer. I can tell you that.
That I can tell you.
They smoked
dead. Dead, I can tell you. Tremendous.
Luke says, nicest guys. Met them in 2002. That's where I got the guitar signed. St. Paul, Minnesota. 17 years old. Life-changing experience for me. You think?
Yeah.
And then some douche. What the fuck, man? Lorena says, Kerry King, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I was so jacked when I realized that we had free reign. Like, full access backstage passes at fucking Ozfest. I was like, I made it! I've made it! Yeah. Corporate. They wonder why I don't
work. Well, features. Hey, before we start wrapping this up, I want to let you guys know we do have a new episode coming out this week. It's not going to be the same old episode that we've done in the past where we ramble on for an hour about just random topics. We're breaking it up into little pieces this time around. So tomorrow you can expect to get our review of A Nightmare Wakes, which is available on Shudder. Loosely an adaptation of Frankenstein and kind of a telling of Mary Shelley's life using Frankenstein as a metaphor. So tune in for that tomorrow on YouTube. And then later on in the week, we'll be dropping some of the pieces from Stories Around the Campfire, where we talk about a review of The Queen of Black Magic, also on Shudder. We talk about Friday the 13th Part 2 Steelbook coming out soon. And we talk about, I'm trying to stall until I remember. What is it, guys?
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah. And we talk about the dick that is Marilyn Manson. So, and him being cut from a Creepshow episode coming up here later this year. For good reason.
Yeah, yeah. He's, but it was no secret. That's all. He's a douche. And we all knew it. All right. Well, I'm going to try to run this mashup. It may throw us off the air. If it does, sorry. Should we bother coming back on if it does?
Call it a night. I think we should just call it a night.
So, you know,
I'm going to say thanks for tuning in anyway.
Thanks for tuning in. You know, let me do the proper graphic. We may be back, but just in case.
While he's doing that, thanks for tuning in. Don't get sick. Wash your dick.
Right.
Don't smell like a Scuba Steve. Use Summer's Eve.
You got to get that.
I got to get those in while I can.
It just wouldn't be Monday without a clean dick, man. Subscribe, dick. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all there, and we're there. You're there. So, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. It's great. Do it. And the website's coming. The store's coming. It's all coming. From Death Curse Society.
You motherfucker.
It's coming. It ain't there yet. There'll be all kinds of items there, like shirts, like things that hold things, and I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what they're called. I can't think of the name.
I don't know.
They got a.
Speaking of shirts.
Yeah, you know, we do have shirts too. We've got the classic for $20, and Crank's fucking advertising thing totally steps all over this graphic, but that's all right. You already know the spiel. It's $20. We've got the regular. We've got the Loomis. Flash your Loomis. And be one of the coolest kids. $20 for small through extra large. If you got a 2X or more, up to 5X, it's going to cost you another $5. But that includes the shipping. You go to paypal.me/zigzagisdcs. I'll take care of you. Me. It's coming directly from me. All set. The box is over there. All ready to go. They're packed. We just need an address and $20, $25, and it's all yours. All right? Cool.
Thanks for tuning in, gang. We appreciate you. We'll see you next week. What is next week? I forgot. Oh, no. Top 5 of 1971. Going old school on this one. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Got anything? Oh, Colonel already gave us his signature salute sign-off, didn't he?
I did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, I already gave you the information on the YouTube and the Instagram and the possible stuff coming at the new store at some point. I don't know when, via the new website, Death Curse Society, but it's going to be great. And thanks for always joining us. We have a fucking ball doing this, and you guys make it fun with all the interactions, man. That's what it's all about. Real time. So, for the Colonel, for Red Crank, I am Zigzag. We are Death Curse Society, and we'll see you on the flip. Woo! Woo!
Oh, Oklahoma! Oklahoma! Oh! Oh, my.